Mindful multitasking. So the key to staying focused and healthy after 40. Welcome to this episode where I'm going to try and focus on how we can calm a busy brain and give you some tips about what I am doing as a busy woman over 40 running a business and a home. So when life is always on the go for so long, eventually it becomes so difficult to switch off. And to be honest, it almost feels like we just can't switch off anymore. That train is brakeless. It's left the station and it's brakeless. So what's funny, when I was younger, I was absolutely fine multitasking and doing things 100 miles an hour. And that was because I could switch off instantly to 0 miles an hour, literally an instant. Because you know what? I always made time for myself. Without fail, even if that seemed like burning the candle at both ends, and maybe switching off was going out to a bar with friends till 4 a.m, my brain was still switching off. My body might have been going like the clappers, but my brain was in chill mode. So in that long period of time, I was literally doing what I wanted to do. I didn't think about other people's feelings, well, to the extent I do now. I was in the moment, I was in my body, I was content, and I was going with the flow. And maybe this is why I had this routine for so long, because it was fun while it lasted. But obviously, over 40, it's highly unlikely that I will be going out to let off steam in that way 4 days a week. I might not be here if I did that. So maybe 4 times a year, but it's essential that we do have these moments where we are back in our body and out of our head. I'm not sure about you, but I cannot remember when I stopped being able to switch off. But I feel like my mind is just a constant jumble of to-do lists, worry, should do, need to, got to do, tabs all opening in my head and then never closing. And just more and more keep opening. So, like, seriously, I cannot even go on the toilet without thinking about what I need to do other than what I'm actually supposed to be doing. And it's a serious problem, especially for women over 40. And if we carry on, we are going to burn out. We are usually not just thinking about ourselves, to be fair. I honestly cannot remember a day this year that I had 1 hour, a full hour to myself. And by that, I mean brain time. Because every time I go to the toilet, if it's not a child shouting me, it's a cat literally hammering on the bathroom door. And I'm being serious, if you didn't know it was Luca, my gorgeous baby, you would think someone had a claw hammer and they were trying to break the door off its hinges. He's the most gorgeous cat. Butter wouldn't melt, but wow, he is a needy boy. And he just doesn't leave me alone. So I'm not sure if anyone can relate to a stalker cat, but maybe this is resonating for you in some way if you literally feel like you have no space to think. I can only explain it as being on call 24/7. And many of my podcast listeners, I'm sure, will be nodding away thinking, oh my God, that's me. So when I think about it, I always start telling myself, soon I'll have time, one day, soon, Gem, yeah, but let's cut the crap. I mean, that someday is never going to come because there is always something we need to do or some psycho stalking cat following your every move. So what we need to do is start prioritising ourselves. Yeah, okay, Gem, we know that, but how? I can already hear you say that would be nice, but. So sack the but. Today we are going to set one goal to calm our busy brain while this podcast is on. And you are going to do it. And then you are going to DM me, email me, leave a comment, whatever, or WhatsApp me. And you're going to tell me, Gem, I've done my goal, and tell me what it was and how you feel. I don't care if it was going to the toilet and not answering when someone shouts where you are, asking where you are. If that's a goal you need to set for yourself, do it. We are all trying to be the healthier version of ourselves, but this neglected part of our health is so dangerous that it's something I'm going to keep banging on about till you have to set a goal to stay away from me. So I'll tell you what my goal is, and it is the simplest, as simple as it gets. So when I'm in my studio and I'm working out alone, I am going to concentrate on what I am doing rather than mindlessly going through my to-do list in my head and thinking I need to put that pile of washing away, I need to hoover the garden, I need to pick up those dog shits. It just goes on and on. I'm going to stop myself and think, right, fuck the pile of washing, and I'm going to bring myself to my breath and do some breathing in and breathing out. And I'm going to come back into my body and concentrate on what I'm doing in that moment. My washing isn't going anywhere. I mean, let's face it, no one else is going to put it away. So calm the hell down, Gem. The washing isn't going anywhere. It can wait. That's my goal. And it seems simple, and I will let you know if I manage to do it in the next episode. So there's something also that I want to talk about today, that I've come across a new software in the last few months, and it's called Before Sunset. Oh, what a lovely name. That I had the pleasure to try out in beta, I always say it wrong, but whatever, before it was launched to the public. It's called Before Sunset. It's a fab AI personal assistant that plans your day. And although I've tried many softwares like this, I have found they were more geared towards a different type of brain that was not mine. So if anyone's like me, Before Sunset has helped me to plan my day, as it prevents me from procrastinating. It also shows how much time I spend on each of my to-dos by time tracking and time blocking. So it's all in lovely colour codes, and it's really clear to see. It's really, really easy to use because I am more of a visual person, and it's nice and clean. It's not all clunky and, like, you know, looking all over, trying to learn something new, techie. It's not like that. It's dead easy. It's helped me to minimise distractions by using something called Focus. This enables me to get into the zone to complete my tasks. It even has a little tea break button with a little coffee cup in a cartoon, so that you can take a break and then you just click back in after you've come back from your break and to start work again. So even if, like, someone knocks at the door and you end up chatting to them, you can just quick, boom, off you go. And then it just keeps everything, so it just shows you what you've been doing, so you can see what you're doing with your time, like, really, really clear. So it enables me to organize my workspace and personal space, so it's all together. So it's not like you've got one thing for this and then you've got to sort out your personal shit as well. No, it's all together. And I can access my to-dos, my calendar, my notes, my timer, and analytics and more. So using integrations to plan and work in Zinc, as it syncs with my calendars. So if I, for example, if I put in the dentist, etc., personal, it will auto-sync into my phone calendar. It's really, really easy. So if I get a call and I think, oh God, right, I've got that appointment, right, I'm going to write that down. No, I'm already online. Do right in, done. And then it's already synced. So it finds areas of growth, as in the analytics. It finds areas for growth, and it analyses my work-life balance to prevent burnout. And this is so important for my busy brain, so I'm not overwhelming myself. It also enables me to plan ahead, so I can plan my whole week beforehand from the weekly planning. So I can think, right, I've got coffee with my friend there and I'm going to be back there, right, I've got to pick up Em from school, you know, certain things like that. And it just basically stops me from feeling overwhelmed when Monday comes and I no longer have to write random notes that end up all over the house, stuck to my foot or in the bin. So now that I never lose important, and now I never lose important notes because the bookmarking allows me to save my notes and I can just revisit them whenever I like, and I can just delete them, color code them and whatever. And if you do have a team, you can work in sync with them and stay up to date with the team feed and work collaboratively with them to strengthen your team bond. That's not something I use, but it is available. It's absolutely perfect for busy women, whether you have a business or not. It really helps to calm a busy brain when you're running the house. So I use the special focus bit when I'm doing a task like washing. Oh my God, I can't believe that has just happened in this podcast. Hang on a minute. Right, see, that's what happens. Like, we literally can't do anything on our own without someone like shouting us. I'm like, what the hell? Who's shouting me now? To be fair, I didn't tell them what I was doing. So anyway, yeah, that's what we've, another thing we have to do. We have to always tell people what we're doing so that they don't disturb us, right? Anyway, so I use the special focus bit when I'm doing a task like, for example, the washing up, because I just tap focus and it opens up into a window overlooking the beach. That's the picture that I've got. There are loads of other images. I just like to pretend I'm on the beach. So there is also a Spotify feature coming soon, so you can listen to a podcast on your break, or, you know, music or whatever in the background, when, you know, whatever you want. Or I can choose a relaxing sound like birds tweeting or fire crackling, etc. It also has the Pomodoro timer. I can't say that, but if any of you have heard about this technique for focus, it's fantastic. So that's available in the software as well. And it even has a daily manifestation section. And the roadmap has loads of other things in the pipeline. So as soon as I've finished a task, I just tick it off and it crosses a line through. Boom, done. Wow, what a relief it has been. It's been so good getting things out of my busy brain and clearing space for me to think straight. So the thing I like most is how intuitive it is. I have used other similar software because I became overwhelmed, to be honest, and I stopped using it. I have not found anything that supports the work-life balance like this does, and I find it especially geared for busy women who are running businesses, running homes. It's really nice as well aesthetically. It's helped me get out of my head over the last few months, and that's why I feel it deserves a mention surrounding this subject on this episode. So I'm always finding new gadgets and I will share them with you, and software to support our whole health, if I use it and I know I'm going to carry on using it. If I use something I think, oh no, that's a bit shit after a few weeks, because I'll get all giddy about something. But if it's shit after a few months, no, I won't bother sharing it. But if it's worth it, it will be shared. And this is a keeper for me. So if you want to check it out, I'll pop it in the show notes. And don't forget to let me know what you did for your goal and what it was. I hope this episode has given you something to support you on your journey to whole health over 40, and something else to think about. And I will see you in the next. And sorry about barging into my podcast to tell me, oh my God, I won't even tell you what she was telling me. It was just absolutely pointless. But anyway, I will see you next time. Thank you for listening to this episode. You can find more information about what has been discussed in the show notes and on my website, complexhealthcoach.uk. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to leave a comment or review, and I will see you in the next.